6, W4DJW. 4DJW Mobile.
JW, KN4, VWA.
W4DJW, how are you?
Going out to try to make a buck or two. It's just always something.
I'm looking at a cell tower. It looks like it's got the antennas halfway down the tower. Or maybe they added a new section on top of it. Anyway, it looks kind of strange.
Where
are you at? I'm about to turn on to Edwards Road.
Going north or south?
From White Hampton. From west on White Hampton to south on Edwards.
The tower from White Hampton, right?
I'm at the red light. Waiting for my turn to turn. It's behind Greenville, the old Greenville Steel. Remember Greenville Steel?
Oh, yeah. And I believe I know which tower you're talking about. And, yeah, I've seen what you're talking about. It's been there for a short time. I noticed it about 2 months ago.
Finished with it. But it looks weird having the all of the antennae about two sections down, maybe three sections down from the top of the tower.
From you, what you, we normally see. So, well, so what else is going on? Boy, I tell you what, if it wasn't 40, 45 degrees, it'd be perfect for flying this morning.
My side thermometer said it was 28 or 29 degrees, and one of the cameras, there was ice on the window that's in front of the camera. So it was cold this morning. It's just too cold for flying.
We don't mind a few icicles. Hey, and, you know, leading edge defrosting, you know, wing defrosting, you know, it doesn't draw that much power on a battery.
Airplanes don't have leading edge defrosters or anything to spray alcohol on the wings either.
I'm just being facetious. I think in the aviation world, the proper term is de-icers.
I've never had to wait for a train in a long time. Now I'm having to wait for a train. That's first time in forever.
Pretty active track in there. About every 12 hours, they do the flip, and they'll run one direction in the morning and then run back the other way at about 10 o'clock at night, 10 or 11 at night.
This road's all the time. I burned tank after tank after tank of fuel when it was 47 cents a gallon.
Now you're going to give away your, what is the proper term, your vintage.
For the driving, it was 35 cents a gallon. And shortly after that, it went up to 47 cents a gallon, and everybody was having a hissy fit. Everybody, all the end of the world. The world's going to start rotating. It's going to start rotating the other way because gas went up from 35 cents to 47 cents a gallon.
The day I started to work for Wayne Martin at the Hess station on East North Street, I pumped gas at 31.9. And people were grumbling at me because they said, that's just too high a price. It's just ridiculous. It's, you know, you're stealing from us. And then politics got involved.
I worked there when David was working there. Bucky and I don't know if you remember Bucky Umglad. He went to Eastside too. But we worked at Rose's, and then when we would get off work at Rose's, we would walk up the parking lot to the Hess gas station, and we'd work there. We'd relieve David, and they'd go home, and we'd pick up the night shift.
Boy, I worked there in 70... I'm trying to remember. It was right at the big gas crunch. I'm thinking that was in 74 or 5. And, hey, was Richard Vaughn still there? And Jimmy, the old guy?
I don't think Richard was. I don't remember Richard. I remember Jimmy. But this was 75 and 76. Because we graduated in 76. And once we graduated, we weren't ever over there anymore.
Yep. before or after you guys did, because, you know, that's right along the right time, but, man, I'd go in on Friday evening right after school and work to close, and then I'd come in and work 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, from open to close.
That was you on the weekend. We didn't work the weekends. We just worked the school days is all we worked. I don't know. I guess we went to Rose's when we got out of school and then left Rose's, walked up the hill. You know, when Rose's closed, we'd walk up the hill to them and stay there till like midnight, from like 9 to midnight.
Call. Let me grab this. I'll be right back. And for VWX.
W4DJW Mobile.
DJWK and 4VWA.
W4DJW just went past your old neighborhood.
Wellington Green. Yeah, except I was over on the other side if you're on Edwards.
On the Kingsgate, down there, that little road that went across the creek. The bridge, the creek, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, I have fond memories of that bridge there.
Started going down to that bridge. I got a ticket on for driving down the wrong side of the road. That road was so busted up, there were so many potholes in it, I just drove on the other side of the road, and it just happened to be there was a cop behind me when I was doing that. He gave me a ticket. And he said, "What do you mean potholes? There's no potholes back there." And it was littered with potholes.
Making his quota, and that was probably a county sheriff at that time, wasn't it?
My difference back then, they were all just cops. They all looked alike to me.
Days before Johnny Mac Brown put a little bit of practicality to things, a fellow by the name of Cash Williams was the sheriff in Greenville County. And he had a outlook of increasing the county coffers.
I don't remember, but anyway, I didn't do that anymore. I just drove over the potholes from that point forward. Good thing he didn't catch me coming up Edwards Road. He would have got me for speeding.
Listen, if we got caught for some of the stuff that we did when we were young, we wouldn't have licenses.
Downtown Greenville one time, I gave my girlfriend at that time a fur coat, and it was made out of rabbit fur, and I told her in the car, I said, "Can you just kind of," we were in my Pontiac Firebird, and I asked her, I said, "Can you just kind of hold that still, and while we're in the car, because it gets little rabbit hairs all over the inside." She shook it. She picked it up and shook it, and rabbit fur went everywhere, and I was downtown Greenville and turning left. And I lit up the back tires. And through that white smoke came two blue lights. They had me. He said, "I can throw you under the jail." And I said, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir." I let him scold me until he was tired of scolding me.
Well, let me tell you what happened to me downtown. You know Town Street that runs right behind the Daniel Building?
Yeah, that's not far from where I did that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know I got scratchy. How bad am I?
I'm at the top of the hill at Pelham Road and Edwards Road, so everything's really clear to me.
Okay. All right. So anyhow, on Town Street behind the Daniel Building, I'm coming out of a civil defense. It was Greenville County Jeep Search and Rescue at the time. And I come out of there, and I'm going up those streets right back there where the bus station was, and I come up across the top of the hill, and I come up to a stop sign, stoplight right there at the top. Well, this guy in a little TR6 pulls up on my left side because I'm in the right lane, and I pull out, and the next thing I know, he's cut me off and clipped the left front fender of my truck. Well, he was already moving pretty fast, and I lit him up. I mean, I really lit him up because I was in a 64 Oldsmobile 442 four-speed. And the next thing I know, he's zipping away and gets away. But little did I know, in the parking lot there, just down from where the Chevy place used to be, was two cops and they got me. So, drop. Now, the long and the short of it, they wrote me up for reckless driving, even though I told them what happened, and they could see the paint on my left front fender. And they went out looking for that guy. Well, I got to court, and these two guys come strolling in there, and they called my name up, and I go up before the judge, and they both said, "Judge, there's another case there that is relevant to this one. Could we go ahead and try it first?" And they pulled that guy up and hit me. They caught him. So the judge drops the reckless driving and says, "Don't do that again," and he lets me go to driving school, and I didn't get any points at all, but it still cost me, at the time, $250, which at that time was the same as $2,500.
Sounds like you got off pretty easy, too. Well, I'm at my destination. If you're still out, when I get out, I'll see you in a little bit. W4DJW.
Rob, talk to you soon. And Borga, WA clear.